Hello and welcome into another episode of Atomic Kingdom. My name is Dave, and as you can see, joining me is Kyle.
Hey, what up, everyone?
Yeah, and if you're listening, you can't see him, but I promise you he's there.
Yeah.
There's not a facsimile or voice imitation. It is actually the man.
The man.
Himself. I wasn't going to go that far. So yeah, we're going to do, we have no topic set because there's really a lot of things to talk about. So we're going to do that. So we're going to do a geek out, get some news of the week. We're going to talk trailers. I probably should have tweeted this out on the Atomic Geek on Twitter that we're going live, but I didn't. So I'm going to do that while I let Kyle discuss what he's been geeking out on over the past couple of weeks. Shows, TV, that's the same thing. Movies, games, that kind of stuff.
I finished Tacoma FD. I got all that done.
You just started it. Like you just started talking about. Okay, anyway.
Yeah. I started and finished it in let's say 2 weeks, maybe.
Well, sitcoms are easy to binge through when there's not many seasons. Yeah.
No, and especially when they're only a half hour long and like 14 episodes. So
yeah,
I'm good with that. I liked it. I know this is going to be a hard topic to talk about, but I've never seen Super Troopers.
Good Lord.
And it's just something that hasn't just been like, here, you absolutely need to watch this life or death. So, no.
Well, I'm telling you now. I'm telling you now that it is.
Okay. Well, I'll get around to it.
Good
Lord. Let's see. What else? There's What If and Titans that have been on my radar. I've watched all, I'm all caught up with that. I'm enjoying that. Except I am going to be the one and only person that's going to say I do not like the animation for What If.
Yeah, you're weird.
Yeah, I know. I like the voice acting and the story. The animation is just, it's just not for me.
It's so much better than the newer DC animation.
I actually prefer like that.
The King of Atlanta, or the Atlantis, starting, I think, from King of Atlantis, the animation there is where it's just like enormous muscles and like, yeah, it's just bad.
So Flashpoint Paradox, when they had that Superman like had big muscles but a tiny neck, that one irked me weird. But I'm okay with how DC does their animation. I actually prefer how DC does their animation over what Marvel has done. But this is also their first foray into the Marvel Studios animation. So we'll see what happens with their next series that they decide to do.
Yeah, I hope it stays the same because it's really good. Mm. Yeah. What else?
Games?
Doing any gaming?
I haven't done much gaming. It's been on the back burner. I just haven't been in the mood to game. It's just is what it is. Okay. Let's see. Movie wise, I watched Hero, the Jet Li film from a while ago.
A long while ago.
Yeah. I think tonight, seeing that there's nothing really going on, I'm going to watch another Jet Li film. I forget the title. And then maybe Super Cop.
Nothing going on.
You didn't watch. Can't be stopped.
Did you watch episode 3 of Heels yet?
I haven't even started Heels.
Ah, well, that's every Sunday.
I am going to wait until the season is done to do the 7-day premiere or 7-day trial and then watch it all.
Yeah, I couldn't wait because episode 3 is the episode with CM Punk.
CM Punk. I figured.
Now, and the way they described it is they're going to make him out to be some like really bad like indie wrestler guy.
Okay.
Like just a jerk, but he ends up, it's not what it is. And Punk, they basically told Punk to just, you know this world better than us, make the character your own. But this is what we're looking for. This is who we want it to be. And then that's what they got. And it was a good episode. I think it's the best one yet. There's some weird choices going on that I don't quite understand character-wise. Like, why would this character do this? Mm-hmm. Like, but aside from that, it's really good. A lot of good acting. So
that's good. I mean, I definitely want to watch it. I'll just wait till the full season is done, and then I'll watch it.
Oh, good Lord. I don't know how many episodes there's going to be, so I couldn't tell you how far along we are.
I want to say either 6 or 13.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's talk news, and then I'll end the episode with what I'm geeking out on, which I need to think about.
Eight episodes.
Speaking of animated, DC Animated's giving Catwoman her first animated film. So there you go. Carl Weathers confirms that The Mandalorian season 3 will start shooting in September, October-ish. So yay, we have to wait till next. We're waiting till next year. Angelina Jolie says Eternals is the biggest thing she's done, and she was part of so many good Tomb Raider movies. So we I can't think of a big Angelina Jolie movie.
I can't either. That not a blockbuster worthy film.
No,
I
mean, Tomb Raider is the franchise. Yeah. I just, it escapes me at this one. I've never really cared for it. And she's pretty and everything. And she's a decent actor, but I didn't really think she was a huge star other than, you know, what she does outside of, like, you know, in Hollywood news.
Yeah.
Anthony Mackie has officially signed to star in Captain America 4, which I guess was a headline we didn't think we needed. I think we all just assumed that was happening. Favorite, what is, aside from the animation, what is your favorite episode of What If so far? There's been three as we record this.
I'd say the Star-Lord T'Challa one, and then the latest one. What if the Earth's Mightiest Heroes had fallen?
I don't know. I felt like that one was the weakest. I don't know. I thought the performance was still good and everything, but the T'Challa one, Star-Lord thing is great. The way they flipped pretty much everything in it is great. And I noticed in the one with Earth's Mightiest Heroes Fallen, there's a lot more of the Watcher in the background.
Oh, I think I've noticed them once in there. I need to go back.
He was all over in that episode. Just made me think, is he all over in all of them and I missed them? Like, because he was in the background on a lot of that episode, so I don't, just kind of like, you know, just there like Easter egg style,
right?
I don't know why my voice just shook there. I'm not nervous. I am not feeling well, but I'm tired more than anything. Okay. Dominic Thorne's Ironheart will be in Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Yay. So
that her show hasn't started filming yet, but she will make her debut sooner than her show.
Okay.
They're shooting that right now. In fact, is it Chiri or what is his sister's name? Chiri got hurt on set. So that's what they're doing right now. But yeah, that's Riri Williams will be in Black Panther 2 before she gets her Ironheart series, which is kind of cool. A little tease.
Do you know if the character was originally from Wakanda?
I don't, if you want to look it up, I can't recall. Okay. I know I read the first issue and I didn't read anything after that because I was reading too much to begin with, but yeah, I'm not 100%. I don't think so though. Oh, wow. Stop yawning. That's not good for podcasts.
No, she grew up in Chicago, Illinois.
Chi-town. All right. That's good for her. Okay. We didn't really talk much about it. HBO Max and Warner Brothers has cast Finn Wittrock as Guy Gardner in the Green Lantern show. So
he's the only one cast so far.
Yeah. Quotes from Wittrock here, so maybe we can glean a little bit from what we're looking at in the show. Guy is a polarizing figure. However, he maintains that Guy has a heart of gold, so it looks true to the comic. He takes on a lot of this show. He's a pretty big part of it. I think it's an interesting way into the story. It's not the conventional way in, but I think people might see a side of him they didn't know was there. And then he goes on to say, it is a really cool how sprawling a storyline it is. It's pretty epic. It spans time and space. time. Interesting.
That makes sense. Average,
yeah. It's not your average superhero story. There's a lot of story there. I think maybe it was just too much to fit into a movie. We have the time and the space, thanks to HBO, to really explore a lot of it on a big scale. I think it's going to be a different animal, to be honest. Filming later this year and into early 2022, so it'll be a bit before we see any Green Lantern stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But we should start hearing more casting news about now-ish.
Yeah, we should.
Staying with HBO Max, they're developing a Black Canary movie with Journey Smollett, who played Black Canary in the Birds of Prey film. I was excited to hear that because I think she did a great job, and I want more of that character.
I'm interested to see where it goes because I don't think we got enough of her in Birds of Prey.
No, no. It's not clear if Warner Brothers plans to revisit the characters that she left off with in Birds of Prey, which would be Huntress and Renee Montoya. The film could also explore Dinah's relationship with her mother, who was also Black Canary in the comics. Mm-hmm. So, Black Canary joins Batgirl, Zatanna, and potentially Static Shock as films that are heading straight to HBO Max.
Ooh, Static Shock. Yes, Michael B. Jordan. Isn't he producing that?
Yeah. We'll do that at the end here. That's not what I wanted. You could talk on this more than I can, obviously, because I'm not watching it at the moment. I think I'm going to wait till the end of everything is done and over with, because it feels like everything is ending in the CWDC universe. The Flash recruits familiar characters for season 8 premiere event. So it's our big crossover of the year. I don't even think I watched the last crossover event, which is the Diggle thing.
Oh, or, I mean, there's not much to it.
Yeah, he didn't even really become the Green Lantern, right?
Nope, he's got one more appearance left, and that's on Supergirl.
Is that all that's happening this week?
I have no idea when he's actually coming. It hasn't been
announced. Oh, it's yet. Not. They're not doing like a week long thing. It's like it's spread out all over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah, because he started off in Batwoman, and he talked to Lucius about how he knew his father, and that's it. And then he went over to
he talked to Luke about how he knew Lucius.
I'm sorry, that's correct.
All right, I was wondering, like, wait, what?
Yeah, he knew Lucius, but he was talking to Luke. Yes, sorry.
Gotcha.
He then went over to Legends, but he wasn't Diggle. He was a completely different character. Yeah. And then he went to Flash. They touched on him hearing voices in his head, and that he is going to go, you know, deal with that. Then he shows up on Supergirl, name drops Oliver, which, if you're watching Superman and Lois, that is the first time anyone has been name dropped in the Arrowverse on that show. Everyone thought that.
You did it again. He shows up on, you said Supergirl, so he shows up on Superman and Lois.
He shows up on Superman and Lois, sorry. Okay. And then he name drops Oliver, which is the first time they name drop anything from the Arrowverse in that show. And then his final appearance will be on Supergirl, which I think will then hopefully figure out what the hell they're doing with Diggle.
And this is the home stretch for Supergirl, the final run.
It's the last 12 episodes, I think.
Has that started yet?
Yep, it started last week.
All right, what season is that? Six?
Six. And then with the Flash 5-part crossover to start season 8, Armageddon is what it's called. It will have Black Lightning, Batwoman, Sentinel, which is Alex Danvers, Ray Palmer, Adam, and Ryan Choi, who we last saw in Crisis on Infinite Earths. And they will be fighting Despero, the one-eyed.
Yeah, go ahead and finish.
The one-eyed purple space alien with a fin for a head on his head.
Armageddon is also bringing back, and I don't know if you said this or not, Thaw and Reverse Flash.
Yes.
Also, Neil McDonough will return as Damian Dark.
Yep. sorry, I forgot about those because, I mean, Eobard Thawne is kind of a staple almost now in The Flash. But yeah, I forgot about Damien Darhk. So I wonder what roles they're like Damien Darhk, because Damien Darhk we last saw in Legends and he died. So who knows what's going to happen. But yeah, Armageddon, this is, I think they're adapting the Armageddon 2001 storyline, which dealt with the person Wave Rider and not the ship. I have those issues. I just don't remember what all happened in Armageddon. I think that might have... Nope. That was before Final Night. Or Zero Hour. Before Zero Hour.
The final season of Supergirl is almost over. We've, as of this recording, episode 8 was aired. Mm-hmm. And we have 4 more episodes left leading to the last episode, episode 12, directed by David Ramsey. Are we assuming that that's his episode? Is he the finale?
No. There can't be 12 episodes in total. There has to be 20.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, well, because it's a 20 episodes. Okay.
Okay. Oof. You scare me there for a bit, because I'm like, there's a lot of story left to deal with in those.
So there's episode titled, So Welcome Back, Kara was the last episode that aired. And then there's Dreamweaver, Still I Rise, one that hasn't been announced yet, the title, and then Blind Spots, which is the episode David Ramsey is directing. So maybe
I bet it's that one, because he did say he was going to be directing 5 episodes, which might be the ones that he directs, that he's also in.
There you go. They brought in Jason Baer. I like Jason Baer. He's a good actor. He was from Roswell. He did an episode of he's Zor-El.
Kara's father.
He did one episode of Buffy, but yeah, he's a good actor. Cool. Anyway, I don't even remember where probably after Crisis is where I left off on all that stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It's been a very, very long time since I watched any of those shows. All right, let's move on. Marvel Legends. Oh, I wanted to look at that myself. Marvel Legends released the Spider-Man line of toys over the weekend. And the website I ordered from says they're all modeled after their movie version from the 2021 movie.
Okay.
But I think it was just a copy and paste situation, because there's a Miles Morales in there, a Shriek in there. And then, I can't remember the other one. But the build of Spider-Man is, or the build of figure is not going to be in this movie. It's Armadillo. So I think they just copied and pasted it for every single character that they're modeled. Yeah. But it shows you the black costume, which I don't really like in the figure. They show you Dr. Strange, Jonah Jameson's getting a figure. And then, the golden, basically the suit from Infinity War and
Endgame. The Iron Spider.
Yeah. Which is a pretty good look. Marvel Studios is developing a Halloween special for Disney Plus. The studio is looking to cast a Latino actor in his 30s to headline the special. According to sources, the lead character is none other than Werewolf by Night, who appears in Marvel Spotlight from 1972. So, I mean, that could be kind of cool. There could be, you know, mentions, or they could go into the Blade side of things, or you know, you can get some fun stuff just for a Halloween special. The other version of The Flash, the movie, the cinematographer said it isn't a typical superhero movie, which I think they all say. I don't know why they think it's so bad to be called a superhero movie. But he says it's going to be great. It's a complex movie, and it's a fantastic concept of bringing in the generations of these kind of comic books. Again, it's not really a comic book movie. It's not based in reality, but it's a much more kind of technically complex. I think all the filmmakers are really keen. Nobody uses the word keen enough. That the technical complexity of the storytelling doesn't get in the way of just good quality filmmaking. Hopefully, I don't think it'll ever come across as a superhero movie. Why is that a problem?
It shouldn't be a problem.
Right. It's a pleasure working with the cast. Michael Of course, is a genius, and it's wonderful to see him recreate that role. But in the present day, it's wonderful. I think the movie has a massive scope, and I'm lucky to be able to work on the movie. Work on movies I'd like to go and see. I'm not really interested in comic book movies. I'm interested in movies that take me on a journey in an emotion. So this guy is predisposed to not liking comic book movies, yet he's working on one of the biggest ones in scope. I mean, one of the biggest ones out there.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I don't know. I'm excited for the Flash movie. I want to see what they all do and how they do the ending.
I'm interested for it because it's different. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm
because it's not a superhero film. You got to remember that superhero film.
Don't get it twisted, man.
Yeah.
This is how it is. All right. Let's real quick, before we get into probably the biggest thing we want to talk about this week, and that is the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the slate of upcoming comic book movies and what we're maybe most excited for.
Assuming that none of them get delayed anymore.
Right. Assuming Delta doesn't screw us all over.
Yeah.
And kill us all. Shang-Chi and Legend of the Ten Rings, we're seeing that on Thursday, so we'll have
a full
report, I think, on Friday. Maybe I can drag a special guest in that's coming to see the movie with us to join us to talk about it. I don't know, she's a very busy person, so a co-host of another podcast I do that we're currently taking a break from, but are hopefully coming back with. Mm-hmm. So Shang-Chi, that's coming up right away. I might as well say dates. September 3rd.
Yep.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage, September 24th. Is that still right?
I'm hearing rumors left and right that it's going to get delayed to Mobius's release date in January.
Okay. Well,
as of right now, it's still September, but.
Right. It's still coming. So yeah. We'll talk about it. Venom 2. The Eternals, November 5th right now is the date on this one. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man No Way Home, December 17th. Morbius, starring Jared Leto and Matt Smith and Tyrese Gibson.
Matt Smith is in it?
Yeah, you remember that? There's pictures of him on set.
Shite. He's just not in the teaser trailer. That's why.
Right. Yeah. He's, I think, the villain.
Mm-hmm.
January 28th is the tentative date. These are all tentative, by the way. The Batman, March 4th. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, March 25th. I'm just going to go a full year, calendar year here. Thor, Love and Thunder, May 6th. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, July 8th. The Black Adam, July 29th. I'm going to say this one, too, because I want to see this. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse sequel, October 7th. The Flash, November 4th. And we'll pretty much end there. Well, I got The Marvels, which is the Captain Marvel sequel, November 11th. Wow, I forgot this was happening. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, December 16th.
How'd you forget that was happening?
I don't know. I just did. Leave me alone. Don't be a... And on my birthday, 2 years, 2023, if I'm still here, Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Which apparently has wrapped filming.
What?
Yeah.
Filming began May 2021. Why would you? Whoa.
So much could happen within those 2 years.
Maybe they're hoping to release it sooner.
Maybe.
Lucy Liu, isn't it?
Yes.
Helen Mirren? Did I know?
Yes.
Was Helen Mirren in the first one?
No, she is playing another god.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Wow. They're done filming. That's crazy.
Yeah, or at least principal photography. They could go back for reshoots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, February 17th, with Jonathan Majors playing Kang the Conqueror.
Yep. Again, I'm going to say it again.
Why again?
Because he did play Kang in spoilers.
Loki. Yeah, yeah. Catherine Newton is joining the cast as Scott Lang's daughter, Cassie, mm-hmm. the older version. So yeah, what of those, if you can remember anything I just said, are you most excited for?
The Batman, number one, hands down.
Yeah, that's up there. I mean, Thor: Love and Thunder, I'm excited for because of obvious reasons. It's Taika Waititi, and everyone is amazing, and they're bringing Christian Bale to play a horse-faced man.
Wait, he's not playing Beta Ray Bill.
I know, I'm joking. That's what everybody thought he was.
No, he's got his role is known. I just don't know it offhand. But
Sif, no, I know.
Sif is coming back.
Yeah, they don't have her listed here for some reason. I don't know why. So is Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie. Doctor Strange should be crazy with Scarlet Witch, and they're saying Tom Hiddleston being involved. So
okay, interesting.
It should be. It's directed by Sam Raimi, so it should be scary too. He's got a little bit of a scary touch. You know, you saw Spider-Man 3 and how terrifying that was.
Oh, that was their opening day.
Zing. Yeah. It's hard just to be more excited than I am for the Batman. But I'm also going to say Flash because it's going to be different. Mm-hmm. Something new with old in it. And yeah, Black Panther 2. I'm excited but scared for. I want to see it to see which way do they go. But it's also going to be awfully sad.
Oh yeah. If it was anything like the What If episode, I think it definitely will be sad.
Indeed. All right. Let's do it. Spider-Man No Way Home trailer dropped this past week, right? This past week?
Monday?
August 23rd, yeah. Kind of came out of nowhere, but I think it was because there was some leaks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, go ahead.
There was one leak, and it, from what it was being told, it was like a unfinished trailer. Like the CG wasn't done and everything with it. At least that's what I was told.
Oh, okay.
But the actual trailer looks great. I'm excited for it. I know Dave doesn't feel this way. I think it was a better teaser trailer than the Eternals first one.
Oh, I thought you meant the most recent
Eternals. No, the teaser trailer for the Eternals.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, there wasn't a lot to it, yeah.
Yeah, which is why I'm like, oh, there's a lot more in this teaser trailer for Spider-Man than there is for the Eternals.
Mm-hmm.
Again, my opinion, but in terms of like the newest trailer for the Eternals, yes, this on par, I'd say.
It's a 3-minute trailer. It's not a teaser. It's a mm-hmm. trailer. I think there's too much in it. One to be a teaser, and one. The movie comes out in what, 4 months, 3 months, 3 months.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know. So. Basically, it opens up with MJ and Peter talking about the newspaper, and they're just hanging out, being kids on a roof, as kids do in New York. That's probably a scalding hot roof. and then they fly through New York, which should be fun, but she's terrified because everywhere you look, there's Public Enemy number one is Peter Parker as the Spider-Man. And then we're going into the cop shop where Peter is actually handcuffed, and this is where everyone thinks they see Charlie Cox.
Yeah.
They don't, because the two people that are talking to him are wearing the same uniform, which is a cop uniform, and one of them is their hands crossed, which I don't think a blind man would have his hands crossed when he needs to feel around where he's going. If he shows up in this scene, sure, but it's not in this footage. If he's even in this movie, you know. Yeah, he's just being interrogated by the police, and then he's FaceTiming his girlfriend as a normal teen would do. His life sucks. Basically, everybody's yelling at him and threatening him, and he's trying to be a normal kid. But everybody knows sucks. Everybody knows his secret now, and they're kind of hunting him down, or they're just all want a picture with him and they want to talk to him.
Well, and they all think that he killed Mysterio.
Right, right. Well, yeah, everything that Mysterio did at the end of the movie was Spider-Man's plan, mm-hmm. which leads Peter to visit Doctor Strange in his Winter Wonderland home. For whatever reason, it's frosted over with snow. You have to imagine it's from another dimension or mm-hmm. location seeping into the house, whatever. It's a magical house, but he's dressed for the winter occasion, and Wong is going on vacation or something. He's going somewhere else, and but Peter's there to talk to Steven. about a way to make people forget that he is Spider-Man. And Wong hesitates and warns him not to do it because it would alter the fabric of reality and could tear the world asunder and all these things.
Evil wink.
But yeah, then you get the evil wink, the saucy wink from Stephen Strange. And as Wong leaves, they decide to do it. And the whole time that Peter is saying, or that Strange is doing this thing, Peter keeps trying to change the spell. And instead of just stopping what he's doing, like Strange probably would, he just keeps going, kind of gleefully going and doing this spell, even though he keeps saying to stop do it, stop saying things and interfering with the spell. Anyway,
I have a theory, small theory. I think once you start that spell, it can't be stopped.
Okay, that's fine. He doesn't really do much to stop Peter though.
Well, because he's focusing on doing that spell.
Yeah, well, we'll get to theories in a second. So he starts the spell to get the world to forget that he's Peter Parker. Due to Peter's meddling in the spell, basically ruins the spell. And we don't know exactly what has happened, but the spell is not done the way that Steven wanted it to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially we have opened up the multiverse, I guess, into New York. You see scenes a lot like in this Doctor Strange movie where the city is kind of swallowing in. You see a train sequence where Strange and Spider-Man are there, and it looks like Strange is trying to fight Spider-Man. Spider-Man also is carrying a box, and that makes Strange makes him remove from his body.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the Green Goblin ball explode on a bridge and hear the laughter. And then this is the sequence where you see Dr. Octavius and he says, "Hello, Peter."
Hello, Peter.
And then you see Spider-Man change into the Iron Spider suit, and everyone's like, "No, that's Tobey Maguire. Look at the suit. It's the same suit as Spider-Man 3. Like this guy doesn't have other suits?"
Right.
Like, what is this whole thing? That's the Spider-Man 3 suit. Like, shut up.
It's like,
what are you doing?
It's like, it could very well, like, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man could be there. They just digitally took him out for now.
Maybe, but he's not wearing the suit that Tom Holland is wearing. Like, that's no. Tom Holland wearing a suit. Who cares? I just don't understand it. But, yeah. So you got your first look at the confirmed Dr. Octavius from a different Spider-Man universe is in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
You had a laugh and then an explosion that doesn't necessarily mean that the Hobgoblin is in this movie.
Or Green Goblin.
Visually, or Green Goblin, I meant, yeah.
But it could also be a Hobgoblin. Who knows?
It could very well be, or it could be Ned is on his way to being the Hobgoblin mm-hmm. as he is in the comic books. Spoilers, kids. Prepare yourself. All right. So, what are your theories, man?
I also am questioning why Stephen Strange is wearing the Eye of Agamotto when there is no time stone in there
anymore.
He just wants to wear it. Okay, fine. I'll let that pass.
He just digs that bling.
Yeah. I am in the camp of this is not Mephisto doing one more day to Peter. It is. It's still Doctor Strange. It's still our Doctor Strange. But he just hasn't learned to take his ego out of the equation since the first movie of, you know, I know you do not like that theory, but it makes sense to me.
I just don't buy it, man. This is not Doctor Strange that we've seen him so far. Granted, it's three movies that we've seen him in, but no, I don't see it.
I mean, and we've only really seen him in one, like his own film.
But the things I've seen
him in Thor and Infinity War.
Right, but the things I've seen him do in both Avengers Infinity War and Endgame lead me to believe this is not Strange. This is not his behavior. He flat out told Tony, I will let you and the kid die to protect the universe. Now he's going to rip apart the universe to let people forget about Spider-Man. I just don't buy it, man.
I can buy it. It's Stephen Strange is always going to have an ego.
I'm going to be real bummed if it is Stephen Strange. Would he help Spider-Man? Yes. In this grand of fashion, I don't think so. Ego aside, his ego is more attached to protecting the universe than helping one kid that he can't tell people, look what I did. I did this. That's ego.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. It's going to be weird. It's going to be interesting. Something is going to happen. I don't think it's Mephisto. I think that's people reaching for something that they really, really want.
Well, I mean, of course, because Mephisto was the one that did the one more day in the comics after Civil
War. And this trailer makes it look a lot like One More Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's I think this is their version of One More Day,
right?
That and Spider-Verse, mm-hmm. I think. So, because I think we are just not fully confirmed yet. Going to get Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield in here.
Well, the cast as confirmed right now are it's Tom Holland, Zendaya, however you say it. Benedict Cumberbatch, John Favreau, Jacob Batalon, who lost 102 pounds for the movie. Marissa Tomei, JB Smoove is the teacher that we all love. Benedict Wong as Wong, Alfred Molina as Doc Ock, Jimmy Fox as Electro, which you did not see in the trailer.
You didn't see, but you did see lightning.
A different color lightning than he had from his movie.
Mm-hmm.
He had blue lightning and this was orange. But he's not being depicted as blue like he was in the movie anyway. Reprising their roles is Tony Revolori as Flash Thompson, Anjori Rice as Betty Brant, Hannibal Buress as Coach Wilson, which should be great. J.K. Simmons, as J. Jonah Jameson. Holland's brother Harry is making a cameo appearance in the movie as a drug dealer.
Okay.
Paula Newsom, who you saw in the car standing, which she's in a taxi, I think, our car next to Peter during a scene, is in an undisclosed role, and the character Green Goblin will appear, according to this. But it does not. There are no confirmed castings of the previous two Spider-Men.
Okay. I mean, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
No, I think we got enough. I mean, if you don't get the two Spider-Men, you're getting a Doc Ock from a different franchise. Like, pump the brakes and calm the hell down and don't riot because you didn't get to see Tobey Maguire. I did watch Tobey Maguire's reaction to this trailer.
Yeah.
That is a thing you can see on YouTube. And just go look for it. That's all I'll say.
All right.
I haven't heard Andrew Garfield say or be asked anything about this movie.
I'm sure he's playing coy, as is everyone.
I honestly haven't seen him do anything to begin with since then, really. Aside from a really great the Beyonce thing on SNL. It was hilarious. The Bagency, it was called. It was great. Either way, it's exciting. Yeah, I mean, it's just exciting. It's another Spider-Man movie with probably the best all-around Spider-Man we've gotten so far in Tom Holland, and it's MCU still Spider-Man, which is great. Who knows if we'll see any of his Sony compatriots, like I doubt we'll see him, but like Jared Leto, because we have the crossover there with Michael Douglas being in his movie, or Michael Keaton, excuse me, being in his movie. And then yeah, I mean, Venom hasn't really made that crossover yet, but I think it has to. I think it should have already, but it, no, before Venom. Anyway, I still like what they're doing with Venom. It's different and fun. Different is the key word to this podcast, apparently. So yeah, all right. Anything else on Spider-Man No Way Home before we move on?
No, just looking forward to it. Hopefully it doesn't get delayed again.
Yeah, that would suck. Okay, what real quick, what am I geeking out on? Well, I had a week full of wrestling. It was weird that there was no wrestling to watch this weekend for me. after last weekend, I did go to a live show, which was a lot of fun. Very exciting. I hate people, and there was too many people there. That's all I'll say. Geeking out on, I've read all of the new Buffy comics that are out, and I don't like the direction it's going. It's basically what if Buffy happened now is what they're doing in the comic books. So they just rebooted it with the same characters but changed it to just this era.
Okay,
so they have cell phones and they're, you know, the different trends and stuff like that than they had in the 90s. And it's cool. I liked it a lot until like issue 3 when they turn Xander into a vampire immediately. Like, what? You're just going to kill one of the main three characters and my favorite one?
That's how they get you.
They did a cool thing where he wasn't actually dead and Willow gave up part of her soul to help him have a soul, and so he was still half human. It was kind of a weird thing, and I'm like, "All right, let's explore this." It's not Angel and Spike because he's got a soul, but he's also human still because he can go in sunlight and stuff like that. But then it was doing something to Willow and she needed her soul back, so he gave it up and he died. And then now he's the big bad reveal of the last issue is it's him, and he's not dead, but he's a vampire. Not dead, but he's a vampire dead. And he's the big bad, and he potentially has killed Giles's girlfriend. Like, I know this doesn't mean anything to you, but it's annoying to me. It's basically all I'm saying. It's super annoying. So I'm reading comics. I got a Comixology account, so I figured I'd go back. I wanted to read some of the Dr. Afro stuff that I didn't finish, and some of this High Republic comics as soon as they're made available. The Boys is on there, and so I wanted to read some of that stuff.
Nice.
As far as gaming goes, I played and beat 12 Minutes, which is a game. Beat it in like 3 hours, which it's not meant to be a long game. It's done by the guys over at Annapurna, who make great games. It's all decision-based stuff. It's just like our favorite sci-fi trope of rewinding the day over and over again until you figure out why. Having all of that sci-fi episodic experience, I think I beat it pretty quickly. But it was fun. There's many different endings you can get. I don't know if I got the true ending or not, but it was fun. And that's on my VODs over at twitch.tv/DJClark21 if you want to check it out. And last night I played 4 hours of GTA RP and RP'd with no one.
Really?
It was terrible.
It was dead?
I mean, I wouldn't say dead. There were people on the server, but like there was a car show, which I went to see if I could find something to do. And it's just people walking around cars and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay, this is as dull as it is in real life to me. But I'm like, I'm not me. This is Ian Richter. I'm going to try something different. And I talked to two girls that had cars there. And I was like, I don't know anything about cars. Tell me about your car. And she's like, I don't really know anything either. It's just really fast. Or so, you know, I'm like, okay, this is dumb. So I left there. Plus, I was getting headaches because there's so many people in one spot. I did just went traveling. So every day you get a wheel spin on the casino, which has money and prizes and stuff like that. And I wanted gold watches. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? I need money. I don't want gold watches. You can't wear it. It's an icon with gold watches. So I asked the guy at a store, I said, hey, you know anything about this? He's like, yeah, there's a place on the beachfront. And so I just scoured the beachfront of all these booths and I finally found it. And I got a couple grand for my prize. So
nice.
We were able to do that. I applied for 2 jobs while I was streaming, to be an EMS worker or a tow truck driver. So we'll see which one gets back to me first. I think I'd have more RP potential with both of those than what I'm doing now, which is like garbage runs or scuba diving for money.
Okay.
You have to make money. I mean, I guess I could just rob people, and that's one way. But I'm also trying not to power game where, like, this isn't – when you're role-playing on a server like this, it's not your story. It's the city's story, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not the hero of the story. You're just the character in the story. So you have to get out of your head that you're going to win every time because you're not. That's not the way life works.
Right.
That's not the way storytelling works either. So there's people that go in there, and they're just – alts of themselves. They've imported themselves into the game, and I'm gonna do whatever I want to do because I'm the hero of my story, and they're gonna go along with me. And sometimes that's okay because you should be doing like improv, yes and, or yes but, or you know, that kind of thing. You know, going along with something and adding your part to it, but not taking over in every occasion. So that's what I'm trying to avoid. And I think by doing that, I'm closing myself off to too much because I'm being too careful.
Okay.
And I actually got on the Red Dead server this morning, but there wasn't a lot happening. So I just wanted to make sure because I got on there earlier this week, right? And I did a bounty. I went and I scored. I got her. I killed her. But she was surrounded. She had a bunch of people with her. So I killed her first. So you get half the bounty. I think the bounty was like 200, so it was like $100 or something, which I needed but desperately. And then I got killed by her goons. But then I realized she still stays there, and I can revive myself. But the goons stay there too, so I had to kill the goons again, and it took forever because it's just 1-on-3.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept getting downed, and eventually I killed them all. Right, so I get her on my horse, and then I get a notice that the server's restarting in 15 minutes. I'm like, what? All right, it's out of the normal time of their tsunamis, because it was 2 hours earlier than usual. So I'm riding my horse. I get like 5 feet and a murder kitty throws me off my horse and eats me. Oh. And now there's 2 murder kitties around my body. I have no chance of survival to get back to the town that I need to take my bounty back to. I end up killing one of them with like 5 minutes left, and I get away on my horse. I did not make it back to the town in time for the tsunami, so I just gave up because this kind of late. And I log in this morning and it says you have your bounty to collect at the post office. I'm like, oh sweet. So because of the tsunami, I didn't miss out on my bounty, so I got lucky there. But I did have to run a long way because my horse was gone. So yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of role play still on my Twitch channel. But I'm gonna go back now. I'm not gonna do, if I can't get into Red Dead server, I'm going to actually play a game instead when I'm streaming.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll attempt to get on. But if I can't, then I'm going to try to finish. No, I'm going to go back because I started the medium and never finished it. So while I still have Game Pass, I want to beat that first because I have Mass Effect forever. So
gotcha.
We're going to go back to that, the medium, and play that on stream. And then, yeah, Mass Effect, and then I got to play Skyward Sword. So those are the games I'm about to geek out on. Nice. My allergies are killing my eyes for some reason. I don't know why. My right eye is leaking. I watched Godless on Netflix.
Godless. What is Godless?
Godless is a small series. It's a Western with Jeff Daniels as the villain. And it's basically a town of all women because their husbands all died in a mine accident.
Okay.
So they've maintained the town, and then there's one man who's the sheriff, played by the guy that ends up getting crippled in the Metropolis attack in Batman vs. Superman, and he shows up.
Okay, Scooter.
Scoot McNairy.
Scoot McNairy.
Good actor. If you've never seen Monsters, watch Monsters. He's in that with his wife, and it's an excellent movie. An indie kaiju movie, basically.
Okay.
It's a very good movie, and he's really good in it, and he's really good in the show too. So check it out. It's really good. Basically, they're preparing to defend a town against ruthless murderers who just destroyed an entire town because they harbored one of the people that betrayed them.
Oh, and, boy.
Warning, it is violent, but the as you go into the town, there's a boy hanging from a tree. That's how despicable and violent these bad guys are.
All right.
But yeah, I was looking for inspiration as far as speaking, so I was watching Westerns so I can play my Red Dead character a little more accurately. I should have just gone back to Deadwood. but no, that was really good. It was worth watching. And I watched Malice in the Palace, which is a documentary about an NBA event from several years ago, if you don't know.
I do not.
Basically, a fan threw something at a player in an NBA game in Detroit, and the player went to the crowd after him. And started a big riot. It's a good documentary. And then I watched parts of a 30 for 30 from ESPN about Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire's home run legacy thing the year they broke the record.
What was that, 99? I think it had to be 98. Nice, you're off.
98. It was right before Miller Park opened because I went to a Cardinals Brewers game at County Stadium. Or no, at Miller Park, but County Stadium was still in the background. It hadn't been torn down yet. Mm. And I thought it was that year. It was the Chase year, I think. They call it the Chase. Anyway. So yeah, I was doing that, hanging out with my cats and working way too much and wearing CM Punk shirts. Yeah.
Cult personality.
It's stuck in my head pretty much permanently now.
I mean, it's the only thing that was being played for 5 days, basically. Everywhere.
This is true. All right, so yeah, this week we're going to go see
Shang-Chi,
yep. And we'll report back the next day, that Friday, I think. We can gather. Maybe we'll have a guest, maybe not. But for now, just planning it being Kyle and I talking about the newest MCU hero. Finally, a new movie with a new character, right? How long has it been? Captain Marvel was the last one?
Yes.
So there you go.
She was.
Black Widow was the last one to get her own movie, but solo film, but she was introduced so long ago. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Captain Marvel was the last one. Now we got Shang-Chi, which I have only seen good things as far as reviews go. I haven't read any reviews, but the headlines make it sound like it's really good.
Yeah, same here.
So yeah, should be good. Should be exciting to see where we're headed, especially with the universe overall, and then of course the teaser in the credits. So
yeah, I'm excited for that.
I'm gonna not eat all week because this is a good restaurant theater we're going to, and I want a cheeseburger.
What time is it at? 6 or 7?
One second. 7.
7. All right.
7 o'clock on Thursday, you'll find us at the movie theater. Don't try to find us at the movie theater.
I mean, you can if you know what one.
I mean, I accidentally saw Black Panther with CM Punk 1 year. That happened.
Well, you saw him. You saw it with him in the same theater. You didn't see it with
when him. when you're in the same room watching a movie with a bunch of people. You saw a movie with them, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I saw Black Panther with CM Punk. He was sitting within 5 feet of me.
All right.
It counts. Count it. Scoreboard.
I hung out with CM Punk. Potato salad.
All right. We'll be back on Friday. I know this episode was a Sunday episode, so that's a way to get much interaction. But thanks for anybody that did stop by. Throw the thumbs up and all that good stuff. If you're listening to this after the fact, we appreciate it. Let us know what comic book movie you're looking forward to most over the next year, year and a half. All the social medias are at Atomic Geekdom. Check AtomicGeekdom.com for some great stories. We got a new story being posted this week from a new writer to the website, and we've got a couple of new people that have written into the website. They have written articles for the website, and they're being featured there. So go to AtomicGeekdom.com to check all of that out. If you want to find Kyle on the internets,
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at KyleCrowsey89, and you can also follow me on Twitch at twitch.tv/KCrowsey89.
Go to Twitter or when he's streaming on Twitch and tell him that his Magic the Gathering deck sucks.
Probably does.
I don't know if that's a thing or not, but just bust him on his Magic the Gathering skills. Also, there's a new State Champs song out there. Everybody go listen to it because State Champs are the best. They're great. And this new song is good. Like, they need my help. I am at DJ Clark21 on most things. You don't need my Instagram. There's nothing going on there but cat pictures at most. Twitch.tv/DJ Clark21. Subscribe there. Follow. Go to our YouTube page, all of that good stuff. You'll be notified, Atomic Geekdom, whenever we go live, which hopefully is once a week now going forward, but we'll see how things go. We're going to try to get Kyle's camera set up or something. It's moved now. I can't see the top row of figures.
Yeah, it's connected to the ring light, but I'm gonna change it. I don't like it.
It's not that bad. It's better than me. Every time, I don't know. I got to put this camera somewhere central because my notes I'm reading are over here. You're over here, so I'm barely ever looking at the camera like I am right now.
Well, it's like I'm looking down at the screen, but I have to look up to look straight at the camera. So it's weird.
The thing is, I've noticed though from watching other broadcasts, they rarely look at the camera.
Huh.
But I think in this format, we should probably once in a while look at the camera.
I just think of it like if I'm talking to you. I'm talking at you through the camera, you know, kind of like public speaking, sort of.
Yeah. Thing. This is not a vape pen, by the way. It's my Apple Pencil. People were wondering.
Okay.
It's just blue. It's pretty.
Dabba dee dabba da.
I'm blue. Dabba dee dabba da. All right. We will be back next week with no licensing problems, or music alerts. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Tell a friend, like and subscribe, all of that good stuff. Share, be a pal, do all that good stuff. We will see you next week. Kyle, say goodbye.
Goodbye.